Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 299 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 24th is describe what it looks like when you are giving your best. Compare and contrast what your best looks like now and what your best looked like at the beginning of the year. What have you learned about your best, and what do you still have to learn? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. We throw around the term giving our best, being the best we can be, or my favorite version from Frosty Westring, giving it our best shot. But what does that really look like? This is a question only we can answer. We need to be able to look in the mirror each day and understand whether we truly gave it our best or not. Lying to ourselves will only take us further from reaching excellence and our greatest potential in any role of our life, whether that is as a spouse, a parent, a sibling, a son or daughter, a teacher, or a coach. And one of the things that can help us on our road of seeking excellence are mentors. As Olympic gold medalist Adam Creek said in the book The Champion's Mind by Jim Aframow, quote, "We need mentors in our life who can be honest and challenge us with powerful questions. These questions drill into our core and uncover the deeper motivation we need for success. When statements questioning our motive are asked at the right time, we access a higher spiritual and psychological drive." End quote. Yes, we are writing our own story, and we do not want the opinions and criticisms of other people to narrate our story. But feedback from people we trust can often give us a new and fresh look at things we need. And sometimes we will find out that things are not as bad as they seem. And sometimes, when we get too full of ourselves, we need someone to bring us back down to earth. Mentors are a resource that can help us focus on continually striving to seek a new level of excellence. The framework of the hero's journey, which was developed by Joseph Campbell, and proposes that all stories, especially the cultural myths, fables, and stories that are passed down from generation to generation, all follow the same cyclical framework. And part of that framework is that the main character in the story, the hero, always has a guide or mentor who helps them along the way. For example, in Star Wars, Luke Skywalker is aided by the wise guide Obi-Wan Kenobi. So while we often want to be independent and want to go on our journey alone, it is actually necessary to have mentors along the way. We need to be intentional about choosing these mentors. There is often no shortage of people wanting to give us their two cents. So how do we determine who we listen to and who we don't? I love the advice from Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney, who says we should never accept criticism from someone who we would not seek advice from. Recently, I was talking to one of my mentors about an issue I was struggling with. He made a suggestion about trying something new to get out of my comfort zone. It was actually something I had considered before, but had brushed aside, thinking it would not work for me. Hearing it from someone else whom I trust motivated me to give it a try. And I love the results that I'm getting from trying something new outside of my comfort zone. So on our journey to seek excellence, we cannot be afraid to seek advice, feedback, and help from mentors, because they can often guide us to a new level of excellence. In the case of my situation with my mentor, he simply guided me to look within myself and find a solution to my problem. So how about you? Can you describe what it looks like when you are giving your best? Can you compare and contrast what your best looks like now and what your best looked like at the beginning of the year? What have you learned about your past, and what do you still have to learn? This last question can be a tough one to answer, and if you can answer it on your own, that's great. But maybe you need to seek advice and feedback from a mentor on what excellence looks like in your life. If you're looking for someone to help you on your journey of excellence and use the 12 fundamentals of success as you write your own story, shoot me an email at John, that's J-O-N, at johnbarthbooks.com. That link is in the show notes, or feel free to give me a call or text at 217-638-1447. It's my hope that no matter what is going on externally in your life right now, you continue to strive for excellence in every role of your life, because when you do, you will increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of yourself every day.